You're listening to the BBS Radio Network, and this is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Sky Cloud, healer, author, shaman, paranormal investigator. Stay tuned. Up next is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Sky Cloud.
Hey everyone, this is Derek White, Sky Cloud. You listen to Between Two Worlds on bbsradio.com. I was trying to get myself started here to get the radio show ready for to bring in television as well. And it didn't work yet because I still got to get the codes, and I didn't get the codes in on time, so I apologize, guys. What's going to happen next week? I'm going to try and get Ustream television. And that'll be on at the same time with our BBS radio program, so it's going to be really, really busy. You get to come on to the room, and you get to see my pretty face on the front page of the index when you go to bbsradio.com next week. And we're working on a new idea with BBS radio, and we're looking forward to having this happen. I'm looking forward to having this happen. I think it's going to work out really, really great. Today I'm going to be doing mediumship messages for those who are actually coming into this room. I could welcome all those in the Pal Talk chat room, those also in the BBS Radio chat room, and we're going to get it started pretty quickly. So if you guys want to call in toll free, I give you the toll free numbers too. Toll free numbers are 877-876-5227. That's the American side. U.S. That's 877-876-5227. These are toll free numbers, guys. Also, the other numbers are for Canada, is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And also in the international callers, you're calling in from all parts of the world, it's 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. So all those who actually don't know how to get into the chat room, all you do is go into the, or as far as BBS Radio is concerned, you can go to bbsradio.com. And you'll see a sign on the left side of the page says how to listen. You go there, you click on that how to listen word, and you just register yourself into the BBS Radio chat room. I'm in the room called Between Two Worlds. And I'd like to welcome all those who are coming in the room. Like I said before, I apologize. I don't have the TV set up. I thought it was going to work today, but I didn't have the code for it. I apologize because, again, it takes time to get this whole thing organized. I just got myself a brand new computer. This thing has got, like, mega space, like you wouldn't believe, and it goes like snot. You know how fast snot goes. This computer can... Actually, I'm one of my very good friends, Pascal Lachance, a good friend of mine. This guy works with computers fabulously, and... Even he told me this computer I've got is even faster than his, and he's a computer programmer, so I'm actually quite pleased. And you guys out there who wants to get something, like this computer actually carries, I think it's 500 megabytes. It's really huge on the inside, plus I've also got a backup on that as well and something else on top of that, so I got way more space. This thing goes really, really fast. I've updated my program, so I can actually have, I'll be running a mixing board, the whole nine yards in this. So this is really going to be happening, and I'm looking forward to have this happen because we're going to have television, radio, and it's going to make BBS Radio look good. It's going to make everyone look good. Like, in fact, you guys, when you come in and listen to the show, it'll be absolutely fabulous. If you want to call in toll-free numbers, again, it's listed on the site. The toll-free numbers are 877-876-5227, that's the American side. Canada, 888-815-9756. International callers, 530-876-3222. Those who actually want to ask questions right now, if you guys want to ask questions in the chat room, more welcome to pass on the question. If you actually have a question you want to ask, regarding a reading. I am also a paranormal investigator. I also practice traditional ways, Aboriginal traditional ways. If those of you who don't know what Aboriginal is, I'm actually Métis as well myself. Some people call it the half-breed. I don't mind being called myself half-breed because I am very proud of who both sides of my family, who I am. I also want to send out prayers and strength and healing to some good friends. Ozzy, you get better. Because our heart and prayers are out there with you, my friend. We want you to get well so then you can bicker at me more. But anyways, he's a really super nice fellow. He's actually the husband of my good friend, Reverend Barb Leonard, who I am her mitt as minister in training in our spiritual church up in the Inner Garden Online Chapel. I think I'm gonna get Barbara in here one of my weeks here and have her come on my show and interview her. And I'm looking forward to having her come in through as well. Talk about the stuff that she does. She's actually a fabulous medium as herself. She inspires a lot of people. She actually has been on BBS Radio actually with the Inner Garden Chapel. It was one of the first chapels that actually happened here in the way back when Dawn was going, and Reverend Barbara, she was doing fabulous on the show for herself. She didn't have a church at the time, but our church was actually through the internet, and then all of a sudden, within that time period, someone offered her a place to start her church, a spiritual church, and we all started jumping the bandwagon, and we joined her in, and it's been really good for her, for all of us, actually, and we're looking forward to actually trying to get the Inner Garden back, even on the internet radio, even if we have to replay the videos themselves, because we have a lot of super amount of videos that can probably, have to talk with Dawn about that and see if we can slip a few videos in there and play them through. And these are, if you ever want to see the church service, folks, I'm going to pass on some, there's actually the website called innergarden.com. It's innergarden.com. And when you go to that page, you'll see a little banner on the left, and a little button on the left that says videos. You go in there and you click on any of those dated videos and watch this church service. It's absolutely fabulous. It's not just about church. It's all about people giving messages, inspirational words, some really fabulous speakers that have been on the program in the church each week that come through the church. And it inspires a huge amount of people from young age to the elderly. And it gives us all a little bit of a pickup. Now, I've actually been getting a lot of people lately coming to see me regarding, dealing with, sometimes people have a tendency of picking on themselves, and I'm going to share some interesting information for you folks. Some people have a tendency of criticizing others, and sometimes people have a tendency of criticizing themselves more. They do. They really somehow, I hear this so often. One young lady came to see me today. I read both her mom and her mother was trying to tell her, you know, that she was that she's a fabulous person, but for some reason, the young lady keeps on believing she's going to die and she's picking on herself too much. She keeps on seeing the death of the world. And, you know, here we go again, that same story when they say, well, the world's coming to an end, you know, we're at war. And I've heard this over and over and over again. And so many people today are so believing that we just got very few years to go and everybody's going to be all blown up and no one's going to survive. You know, folks, here's something to learn. Instead of having to believe what the media tells you all the time, whenever you get on that television set and you Google it and you Google-eye it so much and you start believing everything that's negative out there, or even on a radio show or sometimes even on an internet program, filter what feels right for you on there, because all you're really doing, yes, the world has some negativity, and yes, the world can have a great amount of positive. And yes, we all deal with issues in this life, but sometimes it goes a little too far, where we are downtrodden too much. We allow it to happen. We become so constantly caught up in it, that we begin to feel that there's nothing left of it. And we go through depression. And I hear this so often, and here I am trying to get that person to, you know, give themselves a boost and to say, okay, let's do something about it. So what I'm trying to point out, to learn something, and here is how to love yourself, Matthew. And here's some of the points. I'm going to give some pointers to you folks. Some of the things I wrote down here a while back. Stop all criticism. Criticism never changes a thing. Refuse to criticize yourself. Accept yourself exactly as you are. Everybody changes. When you criticize yourself, your changes are negative. When you approve of yourself, your changes are positive. Don't scare yourself. Stop terrorizing yourself with your thoughts. It's a dreadful way to live. Find a mental image that gives you pleasure. Now, I use mine, you know, you can use any kind of color, like you can create yellow roses, red roses, you can create a little inner garden of your own, you can create an oceanside view, and you immediately switch your scary thought to a pleasure thought. You know, even if you meditate or just sitting back and then even reading a good book, or if you're driving behind the wheel and you're driving somewhere, or if you take someone out for a picnic, or if you're by yourself, walk into the bush. You know, you walk into a nice, beautiful forest, not so deep, but something where you can enjoy a little bit of forestry and listen to those birds. You be gentle, kind, and patient. Be gentle with yourself. Be kind to yourself. Be patient with yourself as you learn the new ways of thinking. Treat yourself as you would someone you really loved, because you're doing the same thing for yourself. Be kind to your mind. Self-hatred is only hating your own thoughts. Don't hate yourself for having thoughts. Gently change your thoughts. Praise yourself. I'm talking about some of you folks out there, you know, even some people say, well, I'm such a big person, whether it's medical or physical, or dealing with overweight, or dealing with anorexia, or dealing with this. You know, you need to praise yourself. Criticism breaks down the inner spirit. Praises build it up. Praise yourself as much as you can. Tell yourself how well you are doing with every little thing. Support yourself. Find ways to support yourself. Reach out to friends and allow them to help you. It's being strong to ask for help when you need it. You know, there are some men out there who believe that they can do anything without a woman's help. Or sometimes women out there, they think they need to be independent without a man, or vice versa, or even the same sex. You know, folks, it doesn't hurt to ask them once in a while. There are people out there who really enjoy other people's company, and sometimes people have a tendency of like to do things for themselves. I mean, mind you, my wife likes to do things for herself too. We have our personal time when we put things together, but we take pride in it because we really want to show someone that we really do have the intelligence. But sometimes we have a tendency of letting ourselves think that we can't do it, or things that we have to do it because we're trying to prove ourselves to someone else to be better than what we think. Be loving to your negatives. Acknowledge that you created them to fulfill a need. Now, you are finding new positive ways to fulfill those needs, so lovingly release the old negative patterns. Take care of your body. Learn about nutrition. What about fuel? Let's put it this way. What kind of fuel does your body need to have optimum energy and vitality? Learn about exercise. What kind of exercise can you enjoy? Cherish and revere the temple you live in. Treat your body with great nature. Mirror work. Look into your eyes often. Express this growing sense of love you have for yourself. Forgive yourself while looking into the mirror. Talk to your parents while looking into the mirror. Forgive them too. At least once a day, looking into the mirror, say, I love you and I really love you. Love yourself. Begin it now. Do the best you can. You see, you know, we have, I'll give an example, when our Don Newsom, okay, Don, he really does care. He really cares about having this this radio show really succeed. And he loves everybody, no matter how often anybody's involved in something, in the station itself, or even on even personal life. Don loves everybody, and he tells you everybody. He loves you all because he cares. He really wants to put that energy of caring out there. And there are a lot of people out there in this world that always will say that they love you, no matter if you may not know them that well, but they still try. I say it once in a while. I don't say it too often because I hear it so often. I hear it so often. Anyway, got a call calling in. Is there someone there?
Yes, hi there.
Hi.
Is this Derek?
Yes, it is.
This is Debbie Noonan.
Hi, Debbie Noonan.
I'm calling from Sela.
Okay.
Say, first of all, I want to thank you for talking to me a couple weeks ago about that prank letter that I received.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and nothing came about. Everything
okay.
was just fine. So I think you hit that one right on the head.
Good.
But the question tonight was, I'm kind of starting a new business again. I'm kind of changing gears here, and a friend and I are trying to organize an internet business. Just wanted to know if you had any thoughts about that.
Well, internet business. Let's see. What kind of business is this one, my dear?
Office supplies.
Okay, office supplies. Let's see if we got here. Okay, Spirit, tell me what she her business be successful office supplies. I get a very strong yes.
Good.
I've got someone here coming through right now because this woman tells me she knows me, but she says she knows you. She's greeting you. She's acknowledging me. She says, "Hello, Derek." This is an older woman that's crossed over.
Hmm.
So this has got to be either your grandmother or your mom, one of the two.
Okay.
She's shown herself being female. She has a very similar voice to you. Like, her voice is almost the same as yours.
Okay.
Do you know who this is?
No, I don't.
She's female. She's on your mother's side of the family. And this woman crossed over. She had a stroke.
Had a stroke. That could be my mother. Gosh, could be my grandmother too.
Is your mother crossed over?
Yes. Uh huh. She has.
Hey, this is probably your mom. Did she have a heart attack, a stroke?
I don't know because she was in a nursing home, and I don't know exactly what the cause of death was.
I really strongly feel this is your mom then, because she shows herself. She says she's on your mother's. She's part of your mother's side, so she's your mom.
I wonder if she
hey, this woman's crossed
sister.
Over. It's, did she go into a home in her 60s?
Yes, she did.
More before her 70s?
Yes.
Okay, this is her then.
Oh, okay.
Okay? She said she had either something wrong with her head, like as if she was losing her memory more.
Yes, she had Alzheimer's.
Okay, that's her. This is
this
is your mom.
Oh, wow.
Okay. She's with you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
She tells me, well, not say all the time, she haunts you.
She haunts me?
She haunts you. She likes, I'm just joking. You know, people say, if you do something wrong, I'll haunt you.
Yeah.
Your mom is around you as often as she can be, but she's also showing me these little girls. She says, two little girls. Do you have two little girls?
No, I don't.
Who are the two little girls? Unless she had two daughters.
She had two daughters.
Okay, so you're one of the daughters?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and you have another sister?
Yes, I do.
Okay, she's mentioned about her two girls, and she's talking about you then.
Wow.
Okay. As far as your business is concerned, will be very successful, but she's also, your mom is telling me, now she shows me your father.
Are they together by any chance?
Yeah, she says your father's with me.
Good.
She says your father is with me. Dad must have passed after.
What was that?
Did your dad pass after?
Yes, he did.
Okay, that's why she's pointing it out. She said your father's with me.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
And your dad's was a heart.
Mm-hmm.
His was heart.
Mm-hmm.
Heart failure, he says.
Yes.
Okay.
That was true.
Okay.
He was the one that we were talking about in January. He was showing red gloves and
all right, okay.
And that kind of thing.
Okay. Your dad is, or your mom is your mother's mom. As you're going, I'm actually going to point out to the area. I'm walking into the house. I'm turning to the right. Is there a bedroom to the right, like at the very end of the hall to the right side?
It would have been to the left.
What's on the right?
To the right would have been the kitchen
okay.
or the living room.
Okay. I'm shown here going into the right side. That's where your mother's energy is.
Okay.
Coming into the house and going down the hall, like you said, you're going ahead and turning to the right.
Okay,
that's where it is, where most of her energy is.
Okay, so you're talking about my house, Seth.
That's your house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That would be my second, well, actually my fourth bedroom and my bathroom.
Okay. Your mom's energy is in that area. She likes going into that direction.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever feel like as if somebody walked right through you and there's nobody in the house?
Mm-hmm.
In okay. the hallway?
Not really.
You were taking a deep breath. You don't know why. All of a sudden you went like this really quick.
Huh.
That's your mom giving you a hug.
Yeah. I know upstairs in our, and we have a hallway. It's not even really a hallway. I've had a really vivid dream, and she hugged me.
That's her. That's
yeah.
your mom.
Yeah, she hugged me.
Yeah, and she did it when you were awake. She actually
yeah.
hugged you. Walking in the hall, and that's you were awake, but you got that feeling your body went like you took a breath, and your mom
mm-hmm.
hugged you. That's
mm-hmm.
what it does.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say they feel like someone walked through you. Well, what it really is, they're hugging you.
Somebody also in when I was just going to bed, came across from the left side to the right side, right across my mouth, and gave me I think a kiss.
That's your dad.
That's my dad. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was your father.
I've also saw a shadow hand in my bedroom as well.
That's
during
your father.
That was my dad too. Yeah.
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 Your dad likes to caress your top of your head whenever you're down, like as far as being tired or sleepy.
Mm-hmm.
Your father likes to caress your hair, like he likes to. He looks to you like you're his little girl.
Mm-hmm.
Like he
mm-hmm.
does this. You're reminding him when you were 12. He shows me 12.
Huh.
It was a very special year.
Wow. That was a great year.
Yeah.
That'd be nice to be 12 again.
Yeah, that's what he uses 12, the number, like age of 12 being very
uh-huh.
special to him. He shows
huh.
me the bed was white. Like it would look like a white framed bed.
Hmm.
Do you remember that bed at all?
A white bed.
Yeah, was it white, like wooden, like white and wood?
White and wood. My mom used to have a white bedspread on their bed.
A white bedspread?
Yeah.
Okay. This is on the very
and,
top
and she
of the bed?
And she always liked white.
Okay, that's probably why Dad's showing me white. Mm-hmm. Something specifically white, but it's, I
she
guess,
used to
all
wear
white.
All the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
Interesting, yeah.
Business will be good.
You were also mentioning about totems. About
I do totems, yeah.
About two or three shows ago. How does one find out what their totem is?
Well, what you can do is you can actually, when you go into meditation, or very simply, just close your eyes, and you just say to spirit, which animal is my totem in my life?
Mm-hmm.
Which one protects me?
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see the first thought of an animal coming through.
Okay.
You
okay.
take that as being your totem.
Okay, because I like whales a lot.
You like whales a lot?
Yeah. And I like
and
salmon.
I would look up,
and I like
if you ever
salmon.
Go to my website, whiteskycloud.com,
mm-hmm.
you'll see I have a page on there that says animal totems.
Mm-hmm.
And also it does birthdays.
Yeah.
And I've got orcas, I got whales on birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
And you can always find out what your animal totem is for your birthday.
Okay. So
the day
November.
You're born.
I'm a November person, so I don't know what...
You're a November person?
I'm a November person.
Okay, let's take a look for November. We've got
Scorpio.
You day are you, my dear?
20th.
20th?
Mm-hmm.
You are an eel.
I'm a what?
E-L.
I'm a what?
In the, you are an eel? E-E-L?
Oh, an eel.
Okay.
That makes sense.
That means mysterious exterior, emotional, great depth, transformation.
Mm-hmm.
In the Chinese legend, if a snake is eating an eel, you should wait until only the head is still visible and cut it off. If you carry this head about with you, your income will be assured and you will always win at games.
Mm.
The eel brings in the kundalini energy, the serpent's creative life force, and within the force of life that allows for our greatest transformation, a study of the kundalini process will be of great benefit to those whom the eel appears as a messenger or totem.
Mm-hmm.
This also means that there is a great journey ahead, and it will be so transforming that even our family may not recognize us through the changes and into great depth and distance. We may find ourselves traveling to the distant places and exploring new depths, and that will transform us. What we were may not even be visible at all. We will have grown stronger, spiritually and physically transforming.
Okay.
So that's your eel.
I'm an eel.
Anybody from October 21st to November the 21st.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Derek. I don't want to take up too much more of your time.
You're welcome.
I know there's other callers.
Okay, take care.
Have a good evening.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, it's interesting how most people, what I do as a medium, it's kind of neat. When I talk to the person, I channel their energy. It's almost like it's unexplained. Once I'm in their contact, in their connection, I start seeing things. I start seeing people. I start seeing objects. Then I go into remote viewing. When that person comes forward, they start showing me what they've done when they're quite young. The more you practice, the better it gets. People say when you start seeing things, ghosts, lights, and dreams, you know, if you start seeing all these things, then you should seriously consider taking courses with someone, learn how to use your skills. Now, in the future, I am starting to do, I will be doing some online channeling, online classes. So in the future, I will have a room available where you guys can actually, what you do is you pay for X amount of dollars for the room, and, or X amount of dollars for the class, we use a room privately, and so basically it'll be everyone will have their own microphone. You have to have a microphone, and you can actually chat back and forth, and I'll be doing the classes online. It's something I'm thinking about doing, so I feel it's going to be hugely, so I get to talk to people from all across the world, not just locally here where I live, but all across the world, and start doing some classes, and I really strongly feel it'll benefit everyone. Those of you who are in the Pal Talk chat room, if you want to ask me questions, type them out. Cannot take the mic down because we are doing radio. But if you want to call in toll free, the number is on the website, and you can actually ask me by calling in. Hello, I think we have a caller calling in.
Hi, Derek. This is Nick, and I'm calling from Costa Rica.
Oh, hi, Nick. How are you doing?
Yeah, I spoke with you before.
Okay.
Been a little trying lately. Some things going on, but first I want to thank you for recommending the Strauss heart drops.
Okay.
They do seem to have helped me a lot.
Good.
And my blood work is looking better.
Good. How long have you been taking them now?
About 3.5 months.
Okay. Now, are you doing this 3 times a day?
Yeah, I am. In the beginning, I wasn't doing them quite as heavy. Now I'm doing them more heavy. But my blood work, my cholesterol dropped by 40-something points.
Oh!
And my blood pressure used to run a little high, sometimes 150 over 100 or so.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes a little lower, but this time it was 120 over 70.
Whoa, so, excellent.
It is helping. But lately I've been kind of regressing a little.
The rest of it too, you need
trying.
To But you need to exercise, you know, like start doing some...
I walk a little, but I can't
some cardiovascular. But you don't have to jump into it really, really hard. So most people think that they got to be, you know, exercising vigorously. I would say to do is start doing some walking. But you know, create a vigorous walk if you can. You know how those guys do those Olympic walks? But you don't have to go that fast. As long as you're able to do at least 10,000 walks a day, or every second day, you'll steps should say, then you'll notice a big in your health.
Yeah, I go to the mall here, and that's the safest and best place to walk. But I have problems with circulation in my feet, and
The circulation of your feet. That means that are you overweight?
Some. Yeah.
But
I had bypass surgery. You know, it's been almost 7 years, and my circulation isn't too good.
Well, if it's all to do with your feet, that means you could be possibly diabetic. Borderline
well,
diabetic.
I've been checked for that, and supposedly I'm not.
Okay, so if you're not diabetic, you know what? I want you to get in touch with a friend of mine. I've had Joanne Giroux on my show.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to make contact with her, and she can give you some assistance on what to do next. Because anything that you show as far as the symptoms concerned, she will have an answer. Positively an answer to help you regarding. Having poor circulation in your feet.
I think I know what the problem is. I had chelation therapy, and the doctor just slammed it to me in less than an hour, and, you know, it should take about 3 hours for the chelation. And after that, I was in the hospital that evening in emergency, and 145 beats per minute at rest, and, like, my whole body was freezing. And ever since then, I've had trouble with circulation.
Okay, well, you can get back that into condition if you get... I'm going to give you Joanne's number, okay?
Okay.
Those of you listening to the show, her name is Joanne Giroux. She works as a medical alternative practitioner. She's also works with the Earth Medicines. Now, Joanne's phone number is 604-942-4031.
Okay.
If she doesn't answer her calls, don't give up on her. Just leave a message, and she'll get her calls back to you. But leave a message. Don't hang up. Leave a message. Let her know that you have a phone number available so she can call you. Or at least you can leave an email address.
All right. Do you see anybody hanging around me, mother or father or anything like that?
Hanging around you? Oh, they're all over your shoulders.
Well, I don't know.
Time to get your burdens off your back. Actually, I'm hearing right now, I hear Dad.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Is your dad crossed over?
Yes.
Okay. I want to hear Father here, and your dad shows himself to be wearing suspenders. Was that what he used to wear all the time?
No, that would be more like my uncle. And he
your
passed
uncle?
Earlier, yeah. I was very close to him.
Okay. He must have been like another father figure to you then.
Uh-huh.
Okay. This man, he's got his hand on your left shoulder. He's behind you right now as we speak. And I feel like what he's doing right now for you, he's attached himself to you because he's trying to help you.
Uh-huh.
So he's becoming a good friend, like a good family friend, but he's being there. Now, when a person puts their hand on your shoulder, it means that they're trying to send healing energy to you, and he's trying his darndest to give you a hand in what you're dealing with.
That's great. We used to fish a lot. Had great.
And you notice maybe possibly a warm feeling on your left shoulder.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I've had a aching left shoulder. You know, I suppose cardiac.
Because he's probably trying to heal that area that you're dealing with as far as the ache is concerned.
Uh-huh.
If you start noticing the warmer feelings, that's probably him doing that.
Yeah. Nothing from my mother?
Let's see what we can do here. Your mom's in front of you. She sits on a chair, and it's kind of interesting. What your mom's doing right now, she's what I'm seeing here with your mom is if she's actually on her knees kneeling, and she's put her hands, both her hands on her feet.
Mm.
So I have a strong feeling that your mom, like, you know what, it's kind of a funny feeling. I really do enjoy this. Even family members that are crossed over will actually go out of their way to try and help heal you. And when I started seeing his visions, I strongly feel that's what I'm seeing, what I see. I strongly feel that your mom is there. Dry throat.
And spirit guides? I assume I have spirit guides, huh?
We always have spirit guides. But sometimes it's not always someone you may know.
Uh-huh.
Now I feel there is someone who actually... looks as if he's actually African-American looking, but he's not from Africa. The man this looks to me, he's actually dark-skinned fellow. Again, looks as if he's wearing suspenders. This is not your uncle. Almost like as if the guy has a Mississippi, Missouri time period back, like almost like as if I'm going back in time, back in 1800.
Yeah.
And
I have Native American in me, but it's more like around New York, Abenaki. But.
Okay, because I strongly feel that there's, like, he's a dark-skinned fellow. Now, he could be also African-American, but he shows himself back at the time, the old time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
And you probably do have, let's see if he's Native American with him. I got a funny feeling this is him, but this man has no long hair. Like, mostly most people are trying to picture a Native American being long hair,
mm-hmm.
but he's got shorter hair. Mm-hmm. So he shows himself to what he once was when he lived, when he walked on this earth. I would look up in the family, and there's also a Charles to your family, isn't there?
A what?
Is there a Charles to your family? Charlie or Charles?
Charles. Gosh, I don't think so. I'd have to think a little more.
Okay, when you get a chance, do some research. Trust me, I just know it's there. Look on the generation, maybe two generations back, from the grandfather.
Hmm.
On the Abenaki, and I bet you'll find it. There's a Charles. They used to call him Charlie.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll write it down.
Yeah.
All right. Do you, I think I'm going to have some problems with my Social Security. I'm total disability, and had a lawyer that's trying to overcharge me, and he's trying to come back and get more from me again, you know. See anything there?
Is everything in receipt when you got a bill?
Yeah. It's just that he tried to charge me more.
Did you get him to sign all of your payments that he received?
Well,
them?
No, the payments, I didn't have to make the payments. The payments came out of the, you know, out of the settlement and Social Security.
Okay.
But he kind of tricked me and tried to charge me more than he was allowed to. And the judge ruled against that about 4 years ago, and now he's trying to get more. I don't know whether the judge died or whether he retired or what. Now he's trying to do it again.
Well, what you do is you need to get the records
mm-hmm.
of what had happened from the past.
Yeah.
And get all the, you can get all the past records, and if the judge did die, or if you think he did, then you need to get the records, so then you find out where you stand, because you need that proof. The lawyer
yeah.
cannot charge again. If he does...
Yeah.
He will lose his license, and if he does get caught, he will go to jail, and you'll probably be, if there's anything, that if he took more than what he's supposed to get, then you probably will get the remaining monies back to you owing, or he has to own it to the tax people.
Right.
He met
okay,
with,
well.
You're living in Costa Rica, so the tax man will be chasing his butt.
Well, I sent a letter to Atlanta,
yeah.
DHL, $60. So
yeah.
hopefully I'll hear something. And, yeah.
Yeah, I would make sure you have all the receipts all the receipts, proven receipts, that everything was already up to par. Because if you don't have proven receipts, I mean, just simply like a Judge Judy thing, if you don't have receipts, you got to have proof. If you don't have proof, it can get you more in trouble than you think. You could be telling the most best truth in the world, but you got to have proof.
Yeah, I'm all set, I think, on that.
And
okay.
I've had people say to me that they've held on to, they haven't, like, they'll throw their receipts or whatever away after 2 or 3 years. You hang on to them for about 10 years.
Yeah, I've got tons of them.
Because if you don't, there was a situation with my father many, many years ago when I was a kid. The tax man went after my father, told my father that he owed them $10,000 in back taxes. My father knew he did not owe them $10,000, even though my father did his taxes every year, as far as they believed that my father owed him $10,000. But here's the story. My father fought them, and every time he was going to the taxation office, he always had a new worker, and every 6 months he went through new workers, because one would get hired, then fired, hired, then fired. And by the end of the 5-6 years, my father won his case. There's nothing to prove. My father did not have to owe $10,000. But they went through all the employees, and every employee, my dad had to start all over again between each employee, because my father did not have enough records to prove what he had. So he had to try and find everything. My father dug and dug and dug. When he found everything, it took him 5-6 years to prove that he did not owe them that money.
Yeah, I'm pretty well set there. Okay, well, I don't want to tie up the line. Someone else may want to get through.
Okay.
Thank you much.
You're welcome. Take care.
You didn't have the name of a lady by any chance that could be a spirit guide?
Just your mom.
Just
right
my
now.
Mom. Uh-huh.
Are you looking for a familiar female?
A female, supposedly, that's been with me since I was 4 years old, and I can't figure out who she is.
Well, I don't think she's there right now.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes, here's the thing, when people come in, they come in when they're supposed to be there. When they don't supposed to be there, they are not there.
Yeah.
They step back and then you get somebody else. Because for every time you go through something new, you'll always have a new guide. Not every guide stays with you forever.
Oh, uh-huh, okay.
That's what a lot of people think. That a lot of people believe they have a guide with the rest of their life. And you only have one main guide that works with you all of your life from birth to death, but there's always new people coming through throughout the years of your life because you go through something new each time.
Yeah.
That's part of your learning growth.
Okay, well, thanks so much, Derek.
You're welcome.
Okay, all right.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
So that happens. We get people like that out there who are... they start believing that they only have a specific guide rest of their life, or you know, they have a whole bunch of guides in their life. And other people have influences of other psychics, and they'll say, oh, you have 10 guides, and this is who they all are, or you have 12 guides, or you have 5 guides, or, you know, 2 guides. You have to know your own guides, and the only way to find out is for you to sit and meditate and find out yourself how many guides you have. You know, you don't always have to have some people like me to tell you, do I have a guide? Well, you always do, because it's part of your intuition. Your guides will give you some bit of a push. A guide will never tell you what to do. Never. They never tell you what to do. They give you guidance. And a lot of people always have a belief system that they think that guides only, you know, they tell you what to do half the time. And, oh, yeah, my guides always tell me this, my guides tell me that. They don't tell you everything. Now, if you folks are interested in wanting to get a full one-hour reading, I do have PayPal. I do charge for readings, and as you know, as you heard the show, if you're interested in getting a full-time reading, go to my website, whiteskycloud.com. I have PayPal available, and make sure you leave your phone number so that I can actually contact you back. If not, I have to email you back and say, need your phone number so I can call you to make an appointment. And you'll be surprised what we get from the readings. And as you know, there's all kinds of psychics and mediums out there that are psychics and mediums or counselors or anybody else that they call themselves. We are just messengers. And I try to do my best to help people, no matter who they are, no matter if you are just a little guy or if you're famous. I've worked with all kinds of people, from everything from police to actors, actresses, simple people, farmers, you name it, anybody who's actually been just hardworking blue-collar people or white-collar people, red-collared people, because sometimes you get hot on the collar. You know, I worked with everyone, and I enjoy doing it because I try to help people deal with their issues in life, and because we're trying to do our best to live this world. And you know what? It's a good thing that we should, because if we don't do something, start serving ourselves once in a while. Don't be lazy about it. Start doing stuff, you know, stepping up to the plate. Well, okay, I got someone here on one of the chat rooms here asking, should I become a teacher and what caused my chest pain? Well, number one, I know what you're like. I can feel your energy. You're causing your chest pains is because you have a little bit too much anxiety. You worry about too many things. You're a very concerned, over-concerned person. You worry about everybody else but yourself. And when you put yourself, you somehow corner yourself, and then you worry about everyone else, you get up, or you let people get to you. And I want to share that with you, let you know that this is, now I want to, she goes by the name of Emerald Sky. So that is, this is what I'm getting here. Should I become a teacher? Yeah, you should become a teacher. You would have a great philosophy of helping people, especially the youth. Seriously consider it. And you need to stop worrying about people's criticism, because if you carry criticism forever within yourself, then you'll have a hard time dealing with your own personal issues on your own. You need to really step up to the plate and not be worried what people think, and just start thinking about yourself. That's not being selfish. That's being very true to yourself. And this is what a lot of people tend to do, and people tend to be hanging on to their path at times, and they want to feel they can't get ahead. They somehow corner themselves, and they need to get out of it once in a while. It doesn't hurt. Have fun with it. Have fun, good life, because, you know, also, too, like, I've actually had, some people have fears. There's another client that I know. Some people have fears of moving. People have fears of wanting to get ahead. You know, once you got one place, and all of a sudden someone tells them they have to move out of a house, and they got to go somewhere else, all of a sudden people say, well, I'm so afraid, I don't want to move ahead, because if I move out of this place, I got nothing. Well, you know what? If you want to think that, that's exactly what you're going to get. But you really need to really seriously, you know, I always tell people, don't be afraid, because every day is a new day, and every day it doesn't hurt to start learn something new, because it's basically part of our life. I really enjoy what I do. I enjoy working with people. And giving people advice. I mean, I'm not perfect, because I've actually had my issues at times. Things that I dealt with in my life, and I'll once in a while began to act human, and I start cornering myself, and I'll say, heck with this, I'm not going to do this, I'm going to walk away from it. And I realize after, at the test, these are just tests. The darkness like to test us. People from the dark world like to test us. And if we do give up, then they love it. And something you try not to do is let the dark world try to make themselves succeed and take over, you know, let them laugh at you and thinking they're going to get away with it and say, see, we got one. You just stand up for yourself, and because your greatest joy is within yourself, and the greatest joy is what you accomplish, and enjoy, because God will never stop you from having the greatest joy, because this is what this life is all about. You need to have fun more often. Like I said before, go to my website if you're interested. Under whiteskycloud.com, that's WHITESKYCLOUD. My phone number to reach me is 604-818-8375. That's 604-818-8375. That's my phone number to reach me. And you go to my website. I'm also listening to bbsradio.com. So, you know, again, like I said before, you can see some of the new people coming up next week. Now, we have, next week we have the guys from the paranormal investigators from Missouri coming down, and we're going to have some great fun. I'll be interviewing these guys next week. I was I was on their radio show. I was actually on APSR radio a couple years back with Dr. Jimmy, and which is another great, pretty fabulous people. And Dr. Jimmy, he had on this group. He had Greg Myers and them from the Missouri Paranormal Missouri Paranormal Task Force. And now they have a new website called the ParanormalTaskForce.com. And these guys, like I said, Greg Myers is coming on with his crew, and I'll be interviewing them next week. And this is the Missouri Paranormal Research Division. These guys are fabulous. I apparently did some work. They were asking a question regarding about a place. We'll be talking about that next week. And we can discuss about what did happen. It's totally phenomenal. Here I am on. They're asking a question about a certain thing that happened, and they weren't sure about everything, so I decided to call in and give them some answers of what did happen. And so when they did have the research in their hands, and they're looking at the paper and what I had said, and they're going like, oh, my God, how did he know? So here I'm from out of another part of the country, and I had answers to everything. So we'll get to explain all that to you next week, folks. Anyways, it's been great to have you guys listening into the show. It's time to leave, and for me to move on, we're going to come to a close. This is Derek White, Sky Cloud, and you listen to Between Two Worlds Radio, and it's a fabulous lot talking to you folks. I will talk to you folks next week. I'm hoping to have a TV show up on next week, so you get to watch it on BBS Radio on the front index page. You get to see my cute face up there. And again, we'll be interviewing the guys from the Paranormal Task Force. They've also had a program. They've done some videos called Children of the Grey, which I've also interviewed the Booth Brothers, one of the Booth Brothers, about a few months back. And I got, again, this is where the Missouri Task Force were involved. So Greg Myers is coming on next week. He's the director of Paranormal Task Force Incorporated. Anyways, folks, it's been great talking to you. We'll talk to you next week. You be safe out there. In the meantime, between time, that's it. Take care, folks. It's been a pleasure. Bye.